this morning. Those of you that have your Bibles, if you would, turn with us to the book of Genesis. And we want to look at Genesis chapter 6. And we want to begin reading with verse 6. Genesis chapter 6. And we want to begin reading with verse 6. When you've got it, please say amen. Amen. And the word of God reads on this order. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man and beast, every creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I've made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And verse 13 says, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Therefore, make yourself an ark of gopher wood. And today I want to use for a subject, it's time to build your boat, even in the midst of a drought. It's time to build your boat, even in the midst of a drought. When we look at this sixth chapter of this book of Genesis, which means the beginning, when you read verse 22, it simply says that, and Noah did according to all that God commanded him. And it's a good thing to be able to follow the instructions that God gives us. But before we get started on this journey today, I want to kind of give us a little brief synopsis or a brief review of the story of Noah, because maybe someone here is not familiar with it, or maybe you've forgotten some of the details about it. But anyway, Noah was a man that lived a long time ago. And we see from reading in the Word that there was great wickedness all over the face of the earth. And so God got upset and he said, now I hate that I even made man, and I'm going to destroy it. Somebody once said, well, probably, God, why can you destroy mankind? Well, first of all, he's the one that created mankind. And see, God is the creator, and he does as he wants to do. See, God is an omnipotent God, which means that he's an all-knowing, he's an all-powerful God as well. And regardless of the fact of what you may think, God has the right to do what he wants him to do. So no, God told Noah, now Noah, I want you to build an ark, or build a boat, and I want you to build it out of some gopher wood. And see, God was specific in what kind of wood he wanted him to build it out of. Now, if it had been some of us, we would have probably said, well, oak wood would be okay. But no, God said, I want you to build it out of gopher wood. And what happens is, to build a boat that will float right, you have to build it according to the instructions. Now, I know everybody here knows the story of Noah. And God told Noah to go and gather some animals, amen, and every creature. And what happens is, how many this morning come expecting something from God? Usually, what you do is you limit your blessings from God. Why or how do I do this? Because you don't really expect God to do everything that he said he would do. But see, anybody here ever get tired of being left out, left behind, last in line? And I'm sure somebody here, went to Black Friday selling, and by the time you got to the item that you wanted, it was already gone. But God told me to tell you this morning that you are limiting your blessings because you cut him short of what he really wants to do. He said, I'll give you life and have life more abundantly. But that's the reason we got some lemon-sucking church folk, amen. They never have a smile on their face. And some of us, we're so holy that you're no earthly good. Help me, somebody. But God told me to tell you that don't limit what he wants to do for you. Now, I'm going to ask a question. When God told Noah to gather the animals from the face of the earth, how many did he take with him? That's what you were told. Don't limit God. We told you he took two of every kind, didn't we? How many got your Bibles with you this morning? Turn to Genesis chapter 7. I'm going to teach this morning. See, you let God limit what he wants to do, see? And see, you limited yourself. If you had been Noah, you would have limited yourself to having two of every creature. But usually, don't read ahead, but let me tell you something. Usually, as human nature, we love things that's really not clean, don't we? Okay, I know y'all don't do nothing. Y'all don't think wrong. But now, when we look in Genesis chapter 7, verse, let me read this. Verse 2. Of every clean beast, thou shalt take to thee by what? Is there a difference in 7 and 2? 7 is the number of completion. And if it had been you, you would have read to say, well, he took two. You would have just taken two. But the Bible says that he took 7. Take 7, male and female. And the beasts that are not clean, take by what? Y'all better start reading. See, I can't keep repeating what grandmama said. But see, God's word is fresh every day. And when you know better, you ought to. Ouch. The Bible said that he took 7. He said, take 7 male elephants. Take 7 female elephants. That's completion. Now those animals that were declared to be unclean, you take them by two. Is that what your Bible says? But anyway, I got to go on with the story. Noah was to build a boat. And then the story said that it started to rain, and it rained for 40 days. And God sent a great flood upon the earth to destroy mankind. Everything except for Noah, his family, and the animals that were in the ark. And after the flood had receded, they were told to repopulate the earth. Now, this is from the Bible, so I believe this story is true. It's not a fairy tale, but God gave Noah specific plans, specific instructions, how to build it, and when to build it. Now, what you've got to look at with this story is, well, as I get to my text now, building your boats in the midst of a drought. Drought means that it's been dry, very dry. And so I can imagine right now that as Noah began to build the boat in the middle of the street, somebody said, Noah, you must have lost your mind. Why are you building
a boat right here. And first of all, why are you gathering up all this certain type of wood? That does not make any sense. But Noah knew what his instructions were, and he followed them to the T. Somebody said, there ain't no clouds in the sky. No water coming down. Ain't rain in months or Sunday. Why are you building a boat? But and I'm sure Noah's reply was probably, it's gonna rain. And right now, some situations may be kind of dry in your lifetime right now, but you need to go ahead and still build your boat, because after a while, the rain is gonna come. They didn't believe, and they said, well, why are you building? This man lost his mind. The only thing I can tell you is that God promised me that it's going to rain, and after the rain, that he's going to show me a sign by a rainbow. And somebody here, I don't care how stormy your life may be, you look forward to seeing the rainbow at the end of the storm. Even fairy tales tell you that there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Only thing I know is that after some stormy days, I look forward to seeing the rainbow sign. But pastor said, you're saying, why am I building this boat? And then they saw how big he was building this boat. And they said, now, even after you build it, how are you going to get it to the water? And that's just like right now, as you begin to build your spiritual life, your friends and loved ones say, why are you doing this and that? Because it doesn't seem like it's doing you any good. But you can just tell them, I'm building my boat because I know that after a while, God's going to rain down and shower me with his blessings. That's the reason I'm building my boat. I know it's kind of dry right now, but I still got to build my boat. And Noah kept building. Even in the midst of a drought, folk probably laughed at him and say, Noah has lost his mind. And see, that's what happens when you come to church and you begin to praise God and you begin to clap your hands and pat your feet and begin to stand up on your feet and wave your hand and serve God. Somebody tells you, you must have lost your mind. It don't take all that, but see, you don't know what it takes for me. Just because you have no joy, don't try to take mine, because see, I'm believing God to deliver on every promise that he gave to me. See, right now, I'm praising him. I know it's tough right now, but I'm praising him because I'm expecting a blessing after he rained down on me. Somebody said, rain down on me. God, I need you to rain down on me. I need your spirit to rain down on me. I need your joy. Joy. Anybody need some joy to rain down on you? Yeah. I feel pretty good right now. I know it's kind of dry. And it seems like you don't want to build your boat. But see, every time you praise God, you just building your boat. I know it's kind of dry right now. Your bank account's kind of dry right now. Your health's kind of dry right now. But see, you got to praise God in spite of knowing that it's going to rain after a while. I can hear him laughing, saying, look at this old fool. Where's the water at? They mocked him. But Noah just kept on building. I can hear him right now as he was just nailing, putting the wood together. But all of a sudden, when the raindrops began to fall, it's amazing that all of the laughing stopped. As the water began to rise, I can see him right now running toward Noah's ark, but the door was closed. And I can hear him saying, let us in. But can't you hear Noah saying, I'm sorry, my friend. God's got the key. And you can't get in. And see, what happened was, Noah was foolish enough to trust God completely. He followed the instructions. He followed the specs. And now he's able to enjoy good results. Now, the question is, will you build your boat in the midst of a drought? Somebody say, what kind of drought are you talking about? It can be financial. It can be physical. It can be spiritual. But see, our problem is that God will give us instructions and blueprints to follow. Watch me. I'm going to go somewhere. But see, you too busy looking at my blueprints and your neighbor's blueprints when God has already given you a piece of paper. Let me tell you what happens. Sometimes we worry about other folk, don't we? But see, while you looking on somebody else's blueprints, he gave them the blueprints maybe for a rowboat, but he gave you blueprints for a yacht, and you trying to build somebody else's. See, I can't worry about what somebody else has got. But see, God wants you to build up a boat that'll be steady. See, a canoe won't be real steady in rough time. But if I get out of, and God gives me my yacht, I'm able to sail over some rough seas in life. See, the boat I'm building, it's not physical, but it's a spiritual boat that I'm building that takes me through the storms of life. And see, sometimes the storms will rise and the winds will blow and life's waters will take you into some rough situation. But if you've got your boat built according to the specs, you're able to sail on the sea of life. God wants you to build your boat according to his blueprints. Is your drought financial? Are your bills monumental? And your bank account at a minimum? But God has given you some instructions to let you know that a change is coming, that the rain's gonna fall. And see, what you gotta do is you gotta get your boat ready in the midst of the drought. I got a question for you. Are you building or are you complaining? But see, I can hear David saying, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed beg bread. And see, that's what he's saying. And then in the 23rd Psalm, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I've got to build my boat in the midst of the drought. See, even though your bank account might be empty right now, watch this. You need to go ahead and build you a real big safe deposit box, because knowing that after a while, somebody don't know about after a while. Somebody here has no expectation. See, the only thing you want is your little change purse. But see, I'm going to build me a big old safe, because see, I know that after a while, God is going to let it rain down on me, and I want to be able to receive all that he has for me. Are you building your boat in the midst of the drought? Or are you just sitting here just saying, God, I'll get by? But see, God wants you to build your boat, because he knows that he's going to rain down on you. Somebody here has a drought where they have no joy. Maybe loved ones have gone on, but God has already promised that weeping might endure for a night. Anybody here been through a night? But you can tell somebody that joy. Anybody here need some joy right now? They tell me it comes in the morning time. I know that right now you might be crying. But see, the Bible says that God shall wipe away all of your tears from your eyes. And see, he getting ready to rain. I know you're kind of dry right now, but he's getting ready to rain some joy down into your life, and you'll be able to say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. All I know is God told me that it's going to rain. I got to build my boat, prepare for the rain. See, somebody told you that you couldn't do something, but see, I can hear the word of God say that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And see, if God gave you the blueprints, you need to just start building. Even in the midst of your drought right now, somebody told you that you could not succeed. But if God gave you the vision and the instructions, you got to build even in the midst of the drought. I know you don't understand sometimes. You say, what you're happy about, what you're clapping about is nothing, but I can see the sun peeking through the cloud that lets me know that the storm is almost gone. I'm ready. I'm getting ready for God to let it rain. Rain down on me. See, God has already promised us that the rain is coming. You just got to build your boat. See, I don't care if the pews are empty. You got to build your boat. See, somebody said, well, maybe I don't have enough. But the Bible said that little becomes much when you place it in the right man's hand. God will let you build your boat. Somebody said, what are you talking about, Pastor? See, the ark right now is the church of God. And see, God told us to build a boat even though it's kind of dry right now. Look around. Folk are dehydrated. Folk are talking about an economic downturn. But the only thing I can tell you is that I'm looking to the hill for which cometh my help, knowing that all my help comes from the Lord. See, the economy can affect God's church. What are you talking about, Pastor? The Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So that lets me know that pennies and dollars can't stop the operation of God. I got to keep on building. I got to keep on trusting. I got to keep on praying, knowing that after a while, the rain is going to come. Anybody here ready for the rain? If you're really ready for the rain, say yeah. Say yeah. I'm ready for the rain. What are you talking about, Pastor? Heavenly Father, I want you to let it rain down on me. Financial rain, let it rain down on me. Some spiritual rain. God, I need you to fill me with the Holy Ghost. Let it rain down on me. Let it rain down on me. Cover me up. Drown me in the Holy Ghost, because the precious Holy Ghost is able to keep me. And see, if I build my boat right, when the storms of life come, and you'll say, it's going to sink me. I'm going to say, no, baby, because I'm anchored in Jesus. I got an anchor above my boat. And see, when I think the storm's about ready to get me, I just drop my anchor over, and somebody say, his anchor holds and grips the solid rock. I'm building my boat, even though it's dry right now. I can see the rain. I can feel the rain. I can see it coming. I'm expecting the rain. Holy Ghost, come on and help me now. Yeah, I can see the rain coming. I've been kind of sad sometime, but see, I begin to hear and feel little drops of joy beginning to sprinkle down on me. And I begin to say, melodies from heaven fall down on me. Rain down on me. God, I need you to rain down on me and give me, David said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. It's beginning to rain right now. Can you feel the rain? Can anybody feel the rain? Can you feel the rain? Can anybody feel the rain? Hey, I can feel the rain. Somebody say, it's been kind of dark in the midst of my drought, but I can say, Jesus is the light that shines in me. I know it's kind of dry right now, but I'm going to keep on planting the seed. And see, I'm going to keep on planting the seed. And after a while, God's going to give me the increase. Can you feel the rain? 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 I've been looking at my health. My health was kind of dry. And I needed somebody to rain down on me. I say, God, I need you to send the rain. Anybody here need God to send the rain? Anybody here need him to send the rain? See, the rain will wash away some stuff. See, when God sends the rain, high blood pressure, bye-bye. Diabetes, bye-bye. Cancer, bye-bye. Low blood, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, I can feel the rain coming. Can anybody feel the rain? And I went by, stopped by family saving. My bank account was about empty. And I just began to drop on my knees and say, God, I don't know when you're going to send it, but I'm ready. My account is open. I'm awaiting for you to send the rain. And see, after a while, tell somebody, after a while, I'm living not in the negative, but I'm living in the overflow, because I built my boat, and now I can feel the rain, financial rain coming in my life. And every now and then, I get a little bit disgusted. Anybody get disgusted? And I find myself in a spiritual drought. I find myself kind of hungry, and I begin to say, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, bread, feed me, hey, feed me till I won't no more. And see, and one of these old days, won't be no more droughts. They say, I'm going home. Hey, I'm going to sit at the welcome table. I'm going to feast on the milk and honey. I'm going to praise him all day long. Won't be no more giraffes. Won't be no more giraffes. But I begin to live in the overflow. Overflow financially. Overflow physically. Overflow physically. Overflow spiritually. And see, when you think you got me knocked down, when you think I'm all dried up, anybody here dried up like a pool, seem like you're about to waste away, and then all of a sudden the rain begins to flow. I can hear the rain. I can feel the rain. I begin to wake up, and after it rains a little bit more, I begin to perk up. And after a little while longer, I begin to get up, and then I begin to get a praise down in my spirit. And I say, I'm alive now. Ain't no more droughts. Ain't no more droughts. Because I built my boat just like God wanted me to build it. Don't get mad at me because you got a rowboat and I'm sitting in my yacht. But see, if you have not because you ask not. If you ask God for a canoe, he'll give you a canoe. But I'm asking God for my yacht to help me sail the storms of life. And see, God, I can tell you, sometimes I feel like a ship without a sail, and I just can't do nothing. But then I can feel God begin to blow his breath on me, and he begin to push me along, and he carries me over the seas of life. And I can tell you, my boat is ready. Is your boat ready? Have you built your boat? Are you building your boat? I don't care what you say about me. I'm just going to keep on building my boat and say, after a while, tell somebody, after a while, yeah, after a while, the rain going to come. I got to ask you now, can you feel the rain? Can you feel the rain? Can you feel the rain? I can tell you, I can feel the rain. I can feel the rain. Somebody said, how you know it's raining? Because some of it fell on me. Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel the rain. Bread of heaven, feed me till I don't want no more. And see, I begin to drink some of that living water.
so I don't get thirsty no more. See, H2O will dry up, but see, there's a water that continues to flow. And I just say, Jesus, keep me away from being dry. If you're dry, you need to say, God, I need you to rain on me. I'm kind of dry. Seem like I'm dried up. And after it drains on you, you can kind of perk up. Then folk will think you lost your mind. They say, why are you praising like you're crazy? Just tell them, I'm building. I'm building. I'm building. I'm building. I'm building my boat. And see, praises go up. Blessings come down. Yeah. 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 Hey, I feel pretty good right now. Hey, and see, after a while, the rain's gonna come. They can't understand how you're getting blessed. Just tell them, because I built my boat and the rain's coming. And see, anybody here needs some rain, you better ask God to send the rain. Yeah, yeah. Anybody here? Yeah. He's finna send the rain. He's finna send the rain. He's finna send the rain. And see, when you think you can't make it, all you gotta do is just say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other, no other. Friend, no, no. Family, no, no. Church members, no, no. No other help I know. Because if you were to leave me, I wouldn't be able to make it. I thank God. I thank God. I'm ready. I'm ready for the rain. Are you ready for the rain? Are you ready for the rain? Have you built your boat? God will give you an overflow in the midst of a drought. Don't let the enemy lie to you. When folks tell you that you can't, tell them sit back and wait and watch me. You just sit back and wait, because after a while, I know, the rain's coming. Is there anybody here that needs to start building your boat? You can start right now. And just say, God, I've been trying to sail the sea of life in my made-up boat. But God, I want to build my boat according to your instructions. See, when you look here at Noah, everybody thought that he was crazy. And folk think that you're crazy. But see, you don't know what it takes for me. But when the rain began to pour, everybody wanted to get in. And today I just want to tell you, don't let it be said too late. Will there be one today that says, I'm ready to build my boat, even in the midst of the drought? And see, when God starts letting it rain in your life, I know folk want to, but they can't even cut it off. They want to know why you being blessed. Just say, it's because I built. I'm not perfect, but guess what? I built the boat. Will there be one? If not, may God bless you. May God keep. Let's just give God some praise right now. He's worthy. He's worthy of all of your praise. Let's all stand. And right now, whatever you do, keep building your boat. Pray that God will bless you and keep you this week as we go about our various walks of life. And he's able. I know it looks kind of rough, but go ahead and keep on building. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank you right now for this worship experience. God, we thank you for the worshipers that have come. Because God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly above whatever we could even ask or expect.
And even right now, Father God, in the midst of our drought, we're expecting you to deliver because you promised that you would. And Father God, when we've done all that we can do, we just ask for a home somewhere in your kingdom. And God, as we leave this place, don't dismiss us from your promise. These things we pray in our son Jesus' name. And all God's people said amen. Let's go in peace. God will.